Hi, and welcome to Untethered with Genless, the podcast that's here to help you break free, be you, and unleash your inner brilliance. I'm your host, Jen, and in this episode, we're going to talk about why you can have it all and how to practically do it. Let's dive in. Hey there, Unicorn. It's Jen. Welcome back to the podcast. On the podcast today, we have Neerjari Desai. Neerjari is a chief experience officer and founder of a global company who specializes in one-of-a-kind event experiences with serious wow factor. Seriously, go check out her Instagram. Freaking beautiful. She does this for renowned brands, celebrities, and personalities worldwide. Neerjari was born in Zambia, raised in South Carolina, a little multicultural background. She's educated in London, and really her polycultural upbringing brings her very unique and socially conscious perspective to business and inclusive community building. She keeps it real. She lays it to us straight. She's super authentic. And really, I appreciate so much about this conversation and the way that she comes to the table with such honesty and truth, and really just a desire to support other women business owners, and not just women business owners, but women in general, in raising one another up and raising ourselves in our craft and elevating the entire experience that we get to create in this world. So I know you're going to get so much out of this conversation. We do speak a lot about entrepreneurship specifically. However, the underlying theme is so important for any human on this planet. Without further ado, I welcome to the podcast, Neerjari.
Hi, how are you guys?
So good. I love that you threw out the, like, everyone, like, how is everyone? That shows who you are.
It's one of those things. It's like, truly, how are you all? Because I think it's so important. You know, I think in this society where we are today, people forget to ask each other, like, how are you? You know, and I think it's more of that authenticity of, like, genuinely caring, because I think somehow it's gotten lost, if you know what I mean.
When we throw around, I'm from the Midwest specifically, we throw around, like, it's obligatory to say, how are you? But are we actually listening to what anybody says? And do we want to? Do we want to actually, when we ask it, do we mean it?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, right? I grew up in the South. I mean, born and raised in so many different countries and all over. And I think, like, growing up in the southern part of the United States, that, like, southern hospitality, like, we were just constantly taught, hey, y'all, you know, it's like consistent, right? So it's part of the daily life. It's part of the ethos. You know, I live in Georgia. It's still kind of that here, even though sometimes Atlanta's kind of, you know, they call it the New York of the South. Yeah, I think it's so important for us to ask each other, like, how are you? And I think in business too, like, you know, as an entrepreneur and as a female entrepreneur, I think it's even more important that when you are surrounding yourself with other female entrepreneurs, you can ask each other, how are you? Because you know what? The shit's not easy.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for kicking off this conversation with it for real. So, hey, I'm going to ask you today. How are you? Like, for real, how are you? How is everything going, starting off in 2024 with business? Like, how are you feeling? How are things moving along? What's rocking for you right now?
Well, 2024 for me, I think, you know, I've been reading too much of my horoscope and everything, which I don't think there's anything like too much, but I think it's a year of, like, rediscovery and rebirth for me. You know, I've been in the hospitality event industry for almost 20 years, you know, grew up in it and everything. And I'm at just a point at a crossroads just with myself. And I think it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, hey, I'm at a battle with myself. I've been doing something I love for 20 years, but something's missing for me. The joy and everything that I was previously getting from it might not be what I'm getting from it today or in this year. You know, a lot's changed for me in the last 18 months. You know, I had a baby 18 months ago. I almost had a near-death experience from that and all of that. So, like, it's just kind of like, I'm just at a point now of, like, refueling my passion and purpose and my why, you know? And I think like that's important. And as a female entrepreneur, it's okay to say, hey, listen, I'm going to put the brakes on this for a second, because, and a second could be, you know, it can be 30 days, it can be 60 days, 96 months, it can be a year, you know, it's however long you need. For me personally, it was like, I went back to work, you know, shortly after having my baby, 2 weeks after, you know, freak of nature right here, you know, not processing everything. But what I was processing was like, shit, you almost died giving birth, you know? So like, it's like you have this second life and you have all of these things to accomplish. Well, somewhere in all of those things to accomplish, you know, I started this year working an epic event and stuff like that, got sick for 3 weeks because, you know, who knew what strain of COVID was out this year. So we were all just kind of like figuring it out. And it's also one of those things where like you are mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted because you're so busy trying to serve others that you're forgetting to serve yourself, you know? And I think it's okay to say, hey, listen, I need a moment. That's where I'm at, you know? And I think that's okay. And I'm actually proud that that's where I'm at, because a part of me is like, wow, you need to spend a little bit of time being a mom, being a wife, not being an entrepreneur that you've been for 20 years and you've been, you know, on this roller coaster journey of perfection or whatever you want to call it, or trying to have this relationship with your business that might not be where it is today, you know, and that's okay, including your industry, right? Because at the end of the day, as female entrepreneurs, not only are we constantly trying to prove to ourselves, we're constantly trying to prove to society. And I think the biggest thing now is what is your why? What is your purpose? And society is not who you need to worry about or who you need to impress. It's more about how are you fulfilling the things that are important to you? And that means how are you internally servicing yourself? How are you internally inner engineering yourself to set yourself up for success, to set yourself up for entrepreneurship?
Yeah, thank you for just being so real and so true about that, because I think sometimes these are the things that we feel like might be wrong for us in entrepreneurship. You know, taking a break might be the biggest thing that you can do to give yourself a step forward, stepping back and saying, what is my why? What is my purpose here? There's no weakness in that. In fact, it's strength and it's power to step back and to ask ourselves those questions and to be a mom and to be all the other things that we are in life as well. That's what we're here. That's why you have a business in the first place, right?
Yeah. You're a mom, you're a wife, or you're a partner, you know, it's all of that too. And I think entrepreneurship isn't just like building something amazing and then seeing it flourish. Because the other thing too is, you know, we always say that I'm a woman, I can have it all. It's true. You can have it all, but all of those things might not happen all at the same time. And I think that's where a big misconception and misperception in female entrepreneurship comes, you know, because I've had businesses that have started and that have failed. I've seen other people come and go and fail. And I think the problem is it's like everyone's just constantly looking for, I'm a female, I'm an entrepreneur, I can have it all. You can have it all, but there's also, you got to compartmentalize all. And I think that's what we forget, right? And in this conversation, for me, it's so important that, like, you know, budding entrepreneurs or even someone that's been in business for a long time, someone like myself that may need a reset or that may need a new purpose, it's okay to say, hey, listen, from the outside looking in, it may seem like I have it all. And it's funny because I always tell people, you know, on different interviews that I've been on, people are always like, wow, how do you balance it all? I was like, I don't. It's a daily shit show. Like, what are you talking about? Whoever tells you they can balance it all, they are lying to you. You can balance it in the best possible way that you can balance it. You can balance, you know, being an entrepreneur, being a woman, being a mom, being a significant other, you know, and then being someone in your community, being a daughter, you know, being a daughter-in-law, being a sister-in-law, being a sibling, you know, there's so many other, it's like we're constantly like having all these tethered strings at us and we feel like we need to somehow balance them all. And I always tell people, I was like, you got to prioritize what's important, what's serving you. Is it emotionally, mentally, and physically serving you? Is it financially serving you? Or does it serve towards some higher purpose that you believe in? You know, those are the kind of three ways that you kind of sometimes need to look at things.
And maybe that comes into my next question to you, which is, so you're admittedly saying we all have these tethers. We all have these things. We all have these expectations from society. We maybe place some of them on ourselves. Maybe other people are placing them on us, all these things. What is the number one thing that has helped you to personally untether when you find yourself kind of mixed up in that and you have that moment of, holy shit, like I've taken on too much? Or I mean, have you had some of those moments, and what do you do in those moments?
Absolutely. I think taking a step back is the biggest thing, right? You're so as an entrepreneur, we're so in our business, we're so into the nitty gritty that when you take a step back, all you're trying to do is you're trying to be on your business, and you're trying to see this big picture of, like, you know, what's your purpose? What's your why? What's working? What's not working? Where am I putting so much of my time, and where am I not putting enough time? What is working, and where my attention truly needs to be focused? You know, this year, I personally feel my focus needs to be on myself and my family, because I've been in business for 20 years. It's not like the leads aren't coming in. It's not like the clients aren't there. It just definitely means that, like, I'm trying to fulfill a higher purpose for myself, right? And I think that's where we as females are constantly feeling like, okay, well, is my higher purpose being this entrepreneur? Is my higher purpose being a mother? Is my higher purpose being a wife? You know, and that's where this can have it all concept comes. And like I said, you can have it all. It just depends on, in that moment, is it this bucket of all that's important, or is it that bucket of all, or is it this other bucket over here? Because there's lots of buckets of all.
It sounds like what you're saying is coming back to your why. I'm curious, what's your why? What is driving you with your business and your life with all things? What is it that's kind of below the surface for you, keeping you moving?
I think for me, what's keeping me moving is, like, after becoming a mom, you know, and becoming a parent, I think what keeps you moving is being the best version of yourself for your children, right? And being that same best version of yourself for your significant other and in your daily life for yourself. And I think that's really important, right? Because there's so many entrepreneurs that are not good at juggling things, but they try to, right? And then at times, other things fall apart that are extremely important to them. And then they wonder, oh, why are these particular things not working out for me, and so on and so forth. So I think it's like, you do have to step back, and it's okay to do a check-in with yourself consistently, you know, once a month, once a quarter, every 6 months to every year. You know, it's not just like this making a New Year's resolution and, like, sticking with it. We all know people who make these resolutions can never stick with it, because they're so short-lived, because we have this persona that, like, okay, this year I'm going to do this and it's going to give back to me, but it's only going to give back if you put the work in. If you're not willing to put the work in, then how do you expect it to give back to you, right? And that comes with any part of it. So, like, for me, my why is to truly be the best version of myself for my family and for my son. You know, because then I can be the best version and the best entrepreneur for my clients and the best expert in whatever my field is. And I think that's important. And we have to remind ourselves that, because whoever created this concept of female entrepreneurs and, like, we have to have this persona of perfection, that's the other thing. It's like, stop chasing perfection, chase happiness, because happiness is not perfect. Happiness is just in that moment, right? And a lot comes with it. A lot comes with it. I even tell people, I said, if you're an entrepreneur and you're a female entrepreneur, it's so important for you to make sure you have a good therapist, because you're going to come into situations, whether it's with your clients or your vendors or your suppliers or whatever, where you're putting your heart and soul into it. But some people are just looking at certain things from a revenue perspective, and they're just looking at it from, like, a hard, fast cash perspective. You might be looking at it from a big picture vision, flourishing perspective. You know, everyone's why and everyone's perspective is so different, right? So you need to remember that. And that's why it's also important, because there isn't a book written on how to do entrepreneurship correctly. There's books that tell you how to start it. There's books that tell you how to be successful in business. But again, all of those books tell you it's about putting the work in and putting the communication in. So there's so many different parts of your why that I think are reflected in every aspect of entrepreneurship.
What you said about have a good therapist, that's so key. And in whatever way therapy works for you, whether it's working with, you know, more alternative modalities or if it's classic talk therapy, having something, you look at anybody who has been successful, who has really, really achieved, they have had some kind of support. They're not just doing it on their own, unless there's probably like a couple of narcissistic examples, but they're probably not the ones that you want to be.
Right. And I think the thing is, it's like a lot of us always assume that like our friend circle or our orbit is what is going to be our therapy or be kind of like our saving grace or whatever you want to kind of call it. But that's not necessarily true, right? Because you could have this amazing village of people supporting you, but somewhere in that village too, when you go seek advice, you may not like it. You may not like that advice. So it's also, you also have to like learn that you do want to make sure that you have someone that's there to keep in mind your success and the success of your inner engineering, because that's what's going to make you an amazing entrepreneur.
When I'm curious, when you were growing up, so you have this amazing event business and oh man, everybody go look at her Instagram, because like your business, the things that you create are just spectacular. It's like that event that you walk in. I've been to a couple of those events in my life where it's just like, I just walked into a magical wonderland. That's the kind of thing that you're creating in the world. Were there any signs as you were a kid that you were like, someday I am going to do that? Or how did this end up manifesting that you became and have created what you have created in the world? Just creatively, it's so magical.
So it's really funny because this was never my path. It was never what I wanted to do. I was actually studying to be a doctor. I wanted to be a pediatrician. And, you know, I one summer had done like a pediatric cancer gene research program. And I was like, oh shit, this is not for me. Moving to the States, parents were entrepreneurs. Previously to their careers, you know, my dad is a trained chemical engineer. My mom's a pathologist. So it was kind of like, okay, you know, and plus I'm Indian. I mean, we're doctors, lawyers, or something in tech, you know? So it was like,
this the expectations never, are high or like a certain path.
The stereotypical careers were what are expected of me, right? And I think like, after I did that program and everything like that and realized, you know, no, I meant to do business. People are my passion, right? People have always been my passion. The stories about people, where they come from, their culture, their cuisine, the way they celebrate, the way their art is, their music is, all of that, you know, and a lot of that comes from like travel, living in different countries. You know, I was born in Zambia. We moved from there to Botswana, Johannesburg, then London, and then the US. And so that entrepreneurial kind of spirit was always there because my parents had it. And that's what was passed down, right? And I remember like telling my father and my mother, saying, okay, I've decided I don't want to go to med school or whatever. I want to go into business. So, well, I got a degree in hospitality and international business and I minored in Spanish because I'm at that time, you know, my mom, gone are the days where people really read newspapers, but my mom was diligent about it. And, you know, there was an ad that American Airlines was hiring in my home city. So the day I was graduating high school, you know, a week before that, I had an interview and this is in Greenville, Spartanburg, like South Carolina. Had an interview, got hired, found out the day I graduated high school and got shipped off for the summer to like Dallas for training and everything. And I came back and, you know, I kept that job throughout college and I was in that path and that career through college. And that was also the time when September 11th happened. And, you know, one of the things for me that really changed the trajectory for me to make people really my business and my passion and more so the understanding of diversity, inclusivity, and all of that, and to be truly be able to celebrate each other and each other's cultures, each other's individuality was, you know, during September 11th, I was kind of targeted. I had to go back to Greenville from school because they were doing security checks and whatnot. And I remember at a time this passenger, or he was picking up a passenger or whatever, and this guy didn't want to talk to me, right? And he truly was like, I just want to know of her, and wanted to just talk to my coworker, right? Completely Anglo, white male. And he refused to talk to me and let me help him. And the conversation there was this guy was just like, are any of these people like her going to be on that plane? And I remember the feeling I had. And I remember that I never want it to ever feel like where one's not accepted, one's culture is constantly stereotyped. And I want everyone to feel like they are free to live and celebrate and all of that. And, you know, and my father was in the hospitality industry at that time too. And it just kind of happened. And it was like, I made it my purpose that like, I am going to be in some sort of a business where I am celebrating people and their cultures and the diversity that comes from it, because I have made it my mission now to educate on culture, cultural competency, you know, to brands, to individuals, and to entrepreneurs on truly the meaning of diversity, equity, inclusion, and what it truly means to celebrate each other, what it truly means to create a seat at that table or have a seat at that table. So, you know, for me, it was more deeper rooted because there wasn't a lot of people like me in South Carolina. And I laugh about it today because it's, you know, I mean, I think everything's, you got to find humor in all of it, right? And I tell people, I was like, I'm your typical stereotypical immigrant. You know, my parents are in the hotel business, the gas station business, the subways, the liquor stores, all of it. I am a stereotypical immigrant that comes from an immigrant family and an immigrant who has worked hard to feel seen. I think that work goes into every aspect of whatever I choose to do. And in my brand ethos for me.
The empathy that you can have for people because of the experiences that you have had is huge. And I think it's amazing that you have been able to put that into your business and you're using it to funnel your own personal cause. And that in turn, it sounds like has created a lot of business success for you. So in terms of the tethers, what is one of the biggest things that you have really struggled with? Because you've really built an incredible, successful business and incredible life. And we talked about it's never perfect and all the things, but what is like the one thing, if I can ask, that just keeps coming back for you?
I think the thing is, it's actually funny. My husband and I were talking about it recently. He was like, you know, you're so obsessed with your business. And it's true. It's true. But to be successful, you do have to be obsessed with it. You have to be so obsessed with it that like, you know the ins and outs of it, right? It's not just like this like aspect of like creating this beautiful Instagram page and a website and saying that, okay, this is what I can do now or whatever. It's truly knowing every function, right? And I think in those tethers, somehow you lose sight of your life at home. You know, you lose sight of like, oh shit, I have to still water this over here. You know, I'm watering, I'm so full here, but I just keep watering this one bucket and I'm not watering all these others, right? And that's where the whole can have it all comes, because if you keep watering this one bucket, then the L and the L and the A are missing. The all is not cohesive, right? So I think that part is really important. And as a reminder that you do have to kind of balance those tethers and sometimes let go. Sometimes people are going to keep pulling so hard in your business towards you. And there's only so much of you to go around. And I think telling yourself also and creating boundaries, it's healthy to create boundaries with your clients, with your staff, with everyone. And I think it's extremely important to do that. I've started to go pick my son up from school. And it's important for me to be able to go do that because he's only going to be little for so long. Right. So for me, it's like, okay, this can wait right now. I can pick it up after he goes to bed. And that's just going to be like another 3 hours of work, because here I'm not going to get these 3 hours, but those 3 hours I'm going to work with him and I'm going to be his mom, you know? So I think you decide what's so important and how much you want that tethering to be a part of your life, because otherwise you're just constantly going to be exhausted.
Yeah. This realness is so needed that you're sharing here, and coming back to the beginning of the conversation where you shared, this is where I'm at right now. And you know, I think sometimes it helps to know, okay, this is my biggest tether. Like I love my job. It's what's made it so successful. And it's sometimes keeping me from focusing on my family. So I know that. And therefore, I'm going to really intentionally bring my why back into it. It sounds like that's what you're doing. Is that accurate?
Totally. Totally what I'm doing. And I'm also, like I said, I'm looking for a shift. I'm looking for a shift and balance, right? Because I can't be working 24/7. I want to enjoy my son. I want to enjoy my home life, my family life, and all of that. And I think it's also important that we focus on being present. I think that's the other part, right? It's like, as entrepreneurs and as women, or just as human beings, when we're constantly feeling, and this isn't just for women, it's for men as well. It's like, we need to learn to be more present. We're in a society where technology and all of these other external forces have kind of taken over our mental health, our mind, our emotions, and our well-being, that we're forgetting to live in the moment. We're forgetting to be and just be with the people we love, and in order to be able to serve the other people that want to pay us, if you get what I mean. And I think that's so important for us to remind ourselves of that, right? That it's okay. If I didn't conquer this today, it's still going to be there tomorrow for me to conquer. I'm just going to have to figure out how to make that a priority tomorrow, because it's been on my list. Right? I think that's the other thing, is like, I create to-do lists and I compartmentalize them. My husband and I have a to-do list with each other of like, what do we want for each other financially, intellectually, mentally, for our son, for our family, for our own security and all of that kind of stuff. Where are some of the places we want to travel this year, and this and that and all of that? All of that is important, right? And then I think also, it comes down to having a to-do list with yourself for work. Hey, I have X amount of projects going on, X amount of clients, and then here's my wish list of future clients and everything like that. And then you have a third one for yourself of, this is personally what I want for myself. Am I going to wake up every day and work out and all of that? And then eventually they're all going to kind of like come together, and you're going to be able to make sense of all of it. A lot of times when you get to this point of where, you know, it always sometimes feels like there's a point of no return, is because we've been too busy listening to so many noises. And I think that's also important. Tuning out the noise is so important, because so many people are going to tell you what they think you should do, right? But at the end of the day, they are not in your shoes. They are not living your everyday life. So until you train yourself to think that way, nothing's going to shift and nothing's going to change, right? Because no one is living your life. So they cannot tell you that this is what is right for you. You know what's right for you. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if an external source is going to tell you this is what they think is right for you, it better just be a business coach that's analyzed your business, or it better be your therapist who you're talking about your personal, emotional, mental, physical health.
Yeah, that it's so important. And yet we lose sight of it all the time. So it's like continuing to come back to that. Thank you for voicing it. The to-do list thing is such a great tool that you have shared today. One last question I love to ask every single guest that comes on this podcast. Where do you see the magic in the world?
Oh, God. I mean, listen, I just got back from Italy. So the magic was there last week. I think the magic in this world happens by you truly doing at least one good thing a day for someone else. You know, I think that's really where it truly comes down to. You know, if it means like you're at the grocery store and someone drops something, or like, you know, you see someone left a cart full of groceries by mistake and forgot underneath they had groceries or whatever. Like, I just think that we have so much like negativity in the world constantly that we're seeing through media and everything. And I think like, if you can do one thing a day for somebody, not just yourself, but for somebody, then you should know that you're truly living a very fulfilled life. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that don't have basic necessities in life, you know, and the fact that you do, and you have to remind yourself that, because this journey of entrepreneurship too, it's like, we are so busy. People are looking on social media, you know, they're looking at everybody's highlight reel instead of their real reel. because not a lot of people are posting their real, or they're not posting authentically, right? So I think it's really important to really kind of dig deep and find that within yourself. And I really feel like then there's a lot of magic, because at the end of the day, when you do good and you put good things out into the universe, they do come back to you. When it may sound so cliche and everything, but at the end of the day, you do have to do those acts, and not just as an act. It should be a genuine act of service.
Magical reminder. Thank you, Neerjree. Where can people connect with you? We'll put all your links in the show notes, but where's the best way that they can come and find and connect with you?
They can find me on LinkedIn, Neerjree Desai. And you can also look up my personal branding website, neerjreedesai.rocks. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook. We're very social all over the place. And, you know, I always also say, shoot me an email. Oh, it's totally fine to send me an email of collaboration, wanting to connect and stuff like that, because I love helping other female entrepreneurs. We're actually launching a brand called Leave Her Mark. It's for anyone and everyone that would like to leave their mark and that are in this crazy world of entrepreneurship or business and want to figure out how to survive, how to thrive, but also build a community that's elevating and that elevates excellence, right? Because at the end of the day, I think we can only all be successful if we're willing to take each other together up with and not compete. I think competition is one of those things that, I don't know what it is. I call it this mean girl syndrome, right? Because I really feel that there's so much space for everybody to win, right? And I think, and that's why we're creating a platform like this, because it's for women that are like-minded in that space.
So powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being one of those people. I personally, that just from a personal standpoint, agree about competition. I think that it's time for women to support one another in rising, and so powerful that you're doing that. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and everyone, please go connect with her.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you gained as much out of it as I did. I had so many powerful takeaways. One of the biggest thing is that your empathy, your unique empathy, is part of the work that you can bring to the world. That is the healing that you can bring to the world. I'm going to pull another little thread out of this episode to go into on Thursday for Thursday's thread episode. So stay tuned for that. You get a little bit more out of this episode. I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you did enjoy something about it, I encourage you to share it with a friend. If you feel like this is a conversation that some of your other female entrepreneurs or other women in your life need to hear, please share it. It's so important that we hear and share these stories and these powerful messages. If you really enjoyed this episode, you can take a screenshot of it, share it with all of your friends, put it on social media, tag me, tag Neerjree. We would absolutely love to reshare your posts. Thanks again for listening. I will see you next time. Keep shining your magical unicorn light out there for all to see.